from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Here you go, Matt. Here you go, Danny.
Afternoons on The Score.
No, I've been listening to a lot of Mobb Deep recently.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. We have a report today from Chris Emma as Mark Grody is off from Bears practice at House Hall. That's in an hour. Today's show on the field is brought to you by Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve.
I'm looking forward to that report with Chris Emma. I'm looking forward to hearing how Caleb Williams was at practice. Danny, I am perhaps never more invested in any Bears training camp in my history of media in this town in terms of wanting to know how this quarterback, this offense is playing against this defense. It feels important. It feels viable. They need to be good right away as an offense. We know this defense is good. And Caleb is going to be asked to get right into it. And he's already shown some improvement. I love this stuff, hearing about how the cadence is better and stronger. That's a great sign in and of itself. It feels like a very worthwhile battle that's happening every freaking day. And I find myself reading these reports of the two-minute drill at the end of their offensive workouts. Like, what happened? Yesterday, he completed a fourth down pass in the two-minute drill to set up a game-winning field goal from Cairo Santos. That was yesterday. Today, it didn't go as well. We'll hear from Chris Emmett in an hour, like you've been saying. But why do you think I'm so interested? Why are Bears fans so interested? Is it's viable, right? This stuff matters.
Well, the matters part, I think it only goes so far because it will only matter if whatever we see in training camp translates to that first game against the Titans.
I don't agree with that.
Because I think it's what it. So I'll address the matters part first, at least how I see it.
Okay.
The matters is like because this is our first time seeing it with Caleb Williams on this team. So it matters because it's all we have now. But if he crushes it in training camp and then throws three picks against the Titans, no one's going to be like, well, he had a great training camp.
Yeah, but maybe it manifests in the second game or the third game or manifests over the course of a season.
Maybe, but sure, of course. But also it could just be a learning curve, and he got better over the course of the season from the reviews and the tape. Of like, we're always going to put more of an emphasis on the regular season games. Why I think it's fascinating, I mean, other than just we've never seen a quarterback prospect this highly graded go to a team this good, and that's just true, so the possibilities are endless, is it feels like a fair fight. It reminds me a little bit of 2010 in that way. Good offense, good defense. We haven't seen a lot of that in Bears history. You know, there are very few seasons of good offense in Bears history, like legitimate top 5, top 10 offense in Bears history. There's like single digit in my lifetime.
Yeah, this could be a year with a top 15 offense and a top 15 defense.
And last year, just going by scoring, every one of those teams had a winning record. All but one made the playoffs. If you're top half in scoring offense, top half in scoring defense. Those are the good teams. And so, now there's a ways to go. So ways to go from where they were offensively to top 15. And they have to do it consistently to get there on defense over the course of a full season and do it against good quarterbacks. They got C.J. Stroud in week two on the road on national TV. But that's what, to me, it feels like a fair fight.
It's interesting.
In training camp. And so, like, the offense has as high of expectations as the defense. Like, if I did a poll question, what unit of the Bears is going to be better in 2024, Bears offense or Bears defense? How do you think that poll comes back?
Probably pretty even. Mostly defense, but
60-40?
60-40 defense, something like that.
Right?
Let's do that.
I think that that is a... That split, it being that narrow, and I don't know. We can do it.
That speaks to the attention span of the listeners and of mine.
And it speaks to why it's interesting.
Yeah,
because on a given day, it's like, oh yeah, the offense beat the defense, but we think the defense is good.
Yeah.
Or oh, the defense beat the offense, but we think the offense is good. It means more.
I get you. So I'll absolutely grant that, and you're absolutely right that it does feel fair, and that is exciting. I think just as a pure learning exercise of what this training camp can be, he's got really good skill position players.
Yeah.
He's got a truly competent offensive coordinator. We know that. He's got a really good defense that is invested in him getting smarter, too. That is so exciting to me that a guy like Kevin Byard is saying what he said yesterday about we are working to be better. And oh, by the way, this is going to make Caleb better too. Like, it's just every bit of the organization is interested in getting him better because it will raise every part of the organization.
They need him.
They absolutely need him. They need him for right now, not for the future, but for right now. So you got a guy learning with every bit of the organization invested in him learning. That's not always the case.
Well, I said this. It's not always the case.
No, because sometimes you have defense being like, I don't know, they'll figure their own stuff out. Or like, I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Or like,
well, okay, sure.
We got to help the kid, but he's probably not even going to start. It's probably not even the guy. I mean, that kind of situation happens all the time.
Sure. That is true, and sometimes it's Kirk Cousins or it's Ryan Tannehill when it's not about the education or development of a quarterback.
Just hoping a guy be healthy and whatever.
But it's not that rare. I mean, teams... Four or five teams every single year invest in a first-round pick quarterback that is supposed to be the future. Sometimes it's supposed to be the present, but they're always trying to develop that guy because, yeah, man, if Kevin Byard's going to win a Super Bowl, it's going to be Caleb Williams. It's going to have to matter.
Needs him to be great.
DJ Moore, he needs him to be great. And Cole Kmet needs him to be great.
And right now, so they all need to train the quarterback instead of like the previous years. Like, hey, how's the quarterback doing? I think he's doing all right. No, I like him. I mean, I think he's doing all right. They're like, well, he's got to be good. He's got to be good right the hell now. That part of it does feel unique as well.
So I got a little bit of pushback from this yesterday, but I don't really get why, other than just ingrained, earned Bears cynicism. And that comes, by the way, from a guy like Bernstein, who, while he can be a Bears meatball, when he puts on these headsets, tends to err on the side of facts and data and rationality. But when I'm reading to him lists of rookie quarterback seasons of the last decade of quarterbacks that were nowhere near the prospect of Caleb that produced at a level that is better than basically any season in Bears history. He's like, well, we've just never seen that here. Okay, but we've watched football. It is possible. So unless you inherently believe that Soldier Field is cursed or the jerseys are cursed, that it can't happen here, we should be open to the possibility of it happening here. Because if it happens here, and this is where I got some pushback yesterday, this team can be a Super Bowl contender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Not a favorite. I'm not saying they are more likely than the Lions or more likely than the Niners or even more likely than the Cowboys or the Packers or the Eagles as it sits right now. But if you take it, if you say, fact one, this is a top 10 defense, and then you say, fact two, this can be a top 15 offense, and then the third one, and I give that team Justin Herbert, or I give that team C.J. Stroud, a top 10 quarterback. Though that's the type of team
that is a contender
that wins playoff games. That wins playoff games. And then when you if you can win playoff games, I mean, the Texans won a playoff game last year in C.J. Stroud's rookie year. And then they were tied with Baltimore at halftime, the one seed who won 13 games that had the unanimous MVP. So the Texans could have won a Super Bowl. Now, they didn't, obviously. But, I mean, you know, they were in the divisional round of the playoffs, tied at halftime against the one seed in the AFC. That's within a standard deviation or two, a lucky break or two, an injury or two, a turnover or two from playing on Championship Sunday.
Yeah.
And so, though I'm not saying I expect it to happen. I'm not saying that if he falls short of that, it's a failure.
But you're wish casting, your hope tray. I'm
saying that there is a version of events of this season that has this team winning January football games, plural.
Yeah, no, I think that is true.
And it's not that ridiculous.
It is not that ridiculous, but he needs to learn, and he needs to process and get better on the daily. And I think it's fascinating if we just zoom into right now how much this stuff that's going on could impact some of that future, some of those dreams. And that's why I pushed back on the idea that, like, if it doesn't manifest right away, it doesn't mean that he's not learning stuff that's going to manifest later in the year.
He's learning every day, and as the team say it all the time, right? The foundation was laid in training camp. You know, so I mean, that's going to be a theme of Hard Knocks and winning habits. And, you know, Matt Eberflus was talking about chunks of practices. Like, you know, we had 4 days of practice in a row. At the end of that fourth practice, you've got to be better than where you were at the start of the first practice. And then we got a day off. And then there's another chunk of four practices. And then you got to be better at the end of that. You know, and so, like, I'm not minimizing the value of going up against Jalen Johnson and Montez Sweat and the training camp and all of that.
Yeah.
It's just, man, we're not that far away from him playing Will Levis and C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love, and he's got to measure up. That's the job.
Speaking of Montez Sweat and Jordan Love, Jordan Love not going to get on the field until he gets a contract
extension.
Sounds
like dysfunction to me.
Well,
sounds like that organization might have some problems. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I mean, God, the quarterback's holding out. Diva.
This is the standard, though, when people are upset. It's like Hassan Reddick apparently today made it known that he's not going to show up at Jets camp until he gets a contract extension.
Yeah.
In the great Dan Pompey piece about Montez Sweat from last week, Montez Sweat, you know, it was made clear right there that he told them last year, guys, I'm not getting on the field until we get something worked out. You know, and so there were 4 days in there.
As predicted by a certain radio host, if I recall, they had to have the extension done before that Sunday.
Yeah, Burnsy had it. Yeah. You're right. No. Oh, no, you
so
mean
that's,
you.
That's Montez.
Hell yeah. That is Montez.
Yeah.
So much Montez in that article. My God, so many episodes that could be written based on that article. The fact that his new teammates love him. Wouldn't you? Absolutely. They've embraced him fully, and he has embraced them. He was so upset when Washington traded him. When Washington traded him to the Bears, he was upset. He went into Ron Rivera's office and got upset about it. Because he wanted to be in Atlanta if he was going to be anywhere. But now he loves it here. He said he bought a house in Chicago. He has discovered, in Dan Pompey's words, the decadence of deep dish pizza. He has relished Chicago hot dogs. Yes, in Dan Pompey's words. I use relished as a verb. He's got a locker next to Tremaine Edmonds. Immediately, like, oh, Tremaine's my guy. We got to get Tremaine Edmonds in an episode of That's Montez.
Oh, so that's Montez.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
You get Tremaine Edmonds, and then maybe he could have his own spinoff.
I like that.
Although he doesn't seem like a...
Like a spinoff kind of guy.
A spinoff kind of guy, a sitcom kind of guy. But Montez saying that he's playing more free, not worried about getting hurt. He thought it was going to happen in Washington, but that's not how it played out. And he loves being here. It's just, there's a lot of good stuff in there. But the point that made me think about it was Montez said flat out, you know, he got here and he's like, all right, this is great. I'm not getting on the field until we work out a new deal. And so they worked out a new deal and he played that Sunday and made an impact right away. So when I see Jordan Love say he's not getting on the field until he gets new money, that's how it works these days.
Yeah. Jordan Love, it's disgusting. I hate it. But he played like the MVP of the league the last 9 weeks of the season. Led the league in passer rating, led the league in touchdown to interception ratio. So, you know, he's going to get paid. Now, I don't think he's going to get... I know he won't get the largest guarantee in NFL history. But in terms of an average annual value... Yeah, I think he'll be in that $55 million a year range. He probably won't be the first $60 million a year man. I'd be a little surprised at that, but he'll be right there with Burrow and
That's
those
great.
Guys.
That's great. That is great because, look.
Well, it's only great if he's not worth it.
Right. But that's
because if he's worth it, you're happy to pay, you're happy to pay those quarterbacks that much.
But I hope that it hamstrings them and then they have to let Rashawn Gary go. You know,
right? But if he's as good as he looked last year, then guys like Romeo Doubs and Reed and Watson just become good because of him.
I have no doubt about that. But that's why I went to the other side of the line. You know,
yeah, sure.
Like I hope Jair Alexander has to go.
They put up 48 in a playoff game. You don't need defense if you're scoring 48 in a playoff.
That's
game.
That's not true, Danny. It's because of one word: complimentary football.
Right.
That's why it's not true.
That's all right. That's right.
No, they look, not everybody is going to be as good as the Chiefs in building around the pricey quarterback. So I got to hope that if he's good, they pay him like he's great, and that causes them problems from a team-building perspective.
We got some more fun Bears audio to get to in terms of, like, it's funny. It's like before the year, everyone on the Cubs was asked about Council. Everyone in every setting is being asked about Caleb because he represents not only excitement and celebrity and all that, but it's, hey man, if you guys got a franchise quarterback, you could be really good, right? Like that part of it is just it's the big X factor for evaluating this team this year. So we'll get into that coming up. It's Parkins and Spiegel live at Wrigley Field ahead of Cubs and Brewers on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.